Ramayan Act 3, Chapter 4, Ravana's Evil Trickery. Scene 2, Ravana Tries to Trick Sita. Ravana then dismissed the spies and went into his rooms thinking of Sita. Perhaps now there was an opportunity to win her over. If somehow he could convince her that Ram was dead, she might succumb. It was worth a try. And in any event, perhaps, just perhaps, he may end up losing her to Ram after all. So now might be his last chance to gain her favor. The demon decided to play a trick upon Sita. He summoned a Rakshasa named Vidyajiva. He was an expert magician. He ordered him to create a head that looked exactly like Ram's head, and a bowl resembling Ram's own. Soon, the magician produced the head and bow and showed them to Ravana. The demon king was pleased and handed the magician a priceless necklace of gems. Ravana then told Vidyajiva to accompany him to the Ashoka Grove to see Sita. He found Sita lying beneath the tree. She was sighing repeatedly, still guarded by numerous Rakshasis. With Vidyajiva close behind, Ravana went before her and began to speak. Your husband, on whose account you have rebuked me, now lies killed. O blessed lady, your roots are torn out and your vanity crushed. Of what use to you now is your dead spouse? Become mine today. I shall be a better protector to you than anyone else. Let me tell you how Ram and his army were slain. Ravana fabricated a whole story how the army of monkeys was annihilated by the Rakshasas. He told Sita that they had been wiped out during the night while they slept, exhausted from their journey across the sea. All of the principal monkeys, including even Hanuman, were now dead. Ram's head had been severed by the commander of the Rakshasas. Ravana had Vidyajiva show her the severed trick head. The magician placed the head on the ground in front of Sita. Then he handed the bow he had created to Ravana, and the magician promptly vanished from the spot. Throwing down the bow next to the head, Ravana said, "Look now upon your husband. There is his famed bow, fetched here by Prahasta, after he had disposed of that mortal being during the night." Sita looked at the head. It resembled Ram closely, with the same large eyes and the same splendid jewel in his hair. The princess burst into a wail and fell to the ground. She cried out, censuring Kaikeyi, "Oh, cruel woman, be now satisfied with your work. See now what you have done to the noble house of Raghu. How can I continue to live? Everything is finished. The death of a husband before the wife is declared to be a catastrophe. Sita lamented at length. How had this happened? The royal astrologers had predicted that Ram would live a long life and rule over the earth. Sita cried. The time spirit is resistible to all beings. O Ram, surely you are now reunited with your father. But what of me? Do you not recall the solemn vow you made at our wedding? You declared you would always protect me and take me to the next world with you. How have you deserted me now? The princess was torn apart. She thought of Kaushalya and Sumitra. They would both die immediately upon hearing the terrible news. Considering that she herself was the cause of Ram's death, Sita condemned herself. She then said to Ravana, "Kill me at once, O demon. Lay my dead body on top of Ram and unite a husband with his wife." But while Sita was wailing in this way, a messenger came to Ravana. He called him aside and told Ravana that he was needed urgently in the council chamber. Prahasta had arrived and was awaiting orders to commence battle. Ravana turned away from Sita. There was no time to lose. Ram's formidable forces had to be checked at once. The demon immediately left the Ashoka Grove and walked swiftly toward his chambers. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.